I think back to when I decided I was going to commit the time to LinkedIn, it was because I wanted to have a bigger impact. And I also know, and this is what I would say to people who are sitting on the fence, is that if you are authentic and you put yourself out there, it is a community that wants to build and lift you up, and you will draw in the right people, you will draw in your tribe. And so when I think about the momentum and the things that have happened from this, I have met so many amazing people, people who reach out to me that say, I like your post. And it's created even more opportunities. And those opportunities, to your point, are right on time, because I'm ready to, first of all, I'm ready to receive them. I've also been able to validate what I'm doing by that. But okay, it's bringing the right opportunities to me. It's almost like a magnet.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, welcome back to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. That's hashtag for Rockstars Rockin'. And I'm with a rock star of all rock stars today. Everybody meet my good friend, Sharon Tiger. Welcome to the program, Sharon.
Thank you, Eric. I'm so excited to be part of the Rockstars Rocking Elite.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you, and I appreciate you coming on. And you, my friend, are the Rockstar Rocking. Don't forget, that's hashtag Rockstars Rocking. And Sharon, for those folks that don't already know you, and I know so many folks do know you already based on the brand and the profile that you've been creating and spending so much time building, and I hope we can get into that today. I was curious though, because your title, according to LinkedIn right now, is the official customer wooer. I love that. It's so neat. It grabs attention. Can you open us up today and talk about what that means, the official customer wooer?
Of course, Eric. So when I think about what I do, I explain it as I woo, win, and woohoo. And that means that I help companies convert leads to customers. And then I make those customers fall so hard for your company that they become ambassadors and they drive revenue growth for you. So that's what I call a customer wooer.
Oh, I love it. So you help build the client base based on the woo process. Woo! I love it.
That's right. Lure them in, help make you more discoverable. Yeah.
That's so cool. And look, every company needs that. Trust me. We both know that. I need it. Heck, everybody needs it. Let me ask you a question. You know, over the years, I've gotten to know you from the employee benefits insurance space, but I know you've branched out into other directions as well. What I'm so impressed by you over the last, quite candidly, the last many months, it hasn't been that long, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm impressed about is how quickly you've built your personal brand, how you've built your name within and even outside the industry. You've done so in so many creative ways. Can you talk about that? Because that's such an important, relevant topic for the year 2020 and on.
Well, that's really kind of you to say that, Eric. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun for me. Somewhere along the line, I just decided that I wanted people to better know who I was and what I was about. And LinkedIn just seemed to be the perfect channel to do that. So I committed to every day putting something out there that really resonated with me and who I am. And so I committed each day to something, and it was scary. A lot of it actually was some of the things that I had seen you do and encouraging people to do videos. So I started putting videos together and content together that represented who I was and what resonated with me, so that if someone were to meet me in person, they wouldn't feel like they would feel like they knew me, because what I put out there is really authentic to who I am.
So talk about that, because that's a really key point, right? Being authentic. Sometimes folks use transparent or genuine as the term. Why is that so powerful or meaningful to you, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, I think it's hard to do. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back in any way, but being vulnerable is hard to do. And so when you're being authentic and putting yourself out there, yes, you're putting yourself in this vulnerable position, but you want to just be true to yourself. Like, it's no different than when you walk into a room or you're meeting someone the first time. You don't want to put on a facade or put charades on. You just want to be who you are. In order for me to be consistent and feel good about what I was doing, I had to put stuff out there that I believed in and I could stand behind. So if someone challenged me on it, which I love to be challenged, and I'm always open to new ideas and suggestions and ways of thinking because I'm all about a better outcome. But I wanted to be able to stand up for what it was I was putting out there and confidently do that. And the only way to do that, I think, is to be authentic. So
it's interesting you talk about that, because so many folks I've heard talk about being yourself, right? And I hear so many people follow that up. Heck, I followed it up with be yourself. Everybody else is taken, right? And it's so true. And I so passionately believe that as well. And what I was curious about is talk about vulnerability. You've done some great posts and comments and videos over the last many months where you've actually shown some vulnerability. Talk about the thought process behind that. Did that make you anxious, nervous? Were you all in at first? You know, there's so many people that would love to do that, but they're scared, to be very honest.
Well, yes, it's scary. I was nervous. But that means that's a good thing for me. It's a growth opportunity. And I always come from a position, everything I do at my core is about helping people, lifting people. And so if being vulnerable and putting myself out there in some way means that I might reach someone or help someone when they're in a dark moment or they're not feeling great or feeling like they're not capable, then that's what I want to do. And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with the fact that maybe helping someone on the other end, someone may make fun of me, might think I'm ridiculous. I mean, I have gotten those criticisms before. I've gotten the criticism, you know, it's a professional platform. Why are you singing? Or, you know, don't dance. But at the same time, that's who I am. Like we're not in the office anymore with this with everything that's going on. But if you were to see me in the office, I'm that way. I'm professional, but I'm playful and I have a sense of humor. And I just think that you should be around people who inspire you and have fun, and you should be able to be yourself, because being your best self, being authentic, that's when you deliver the most value. And so yes, scary, but it's worth it, because I know I'm helping some people on some level.
No,
that was a long answer, wasn't it?
No, it's perfect. It's spot on. I love what you talk about, because it is scary, right? You want to hear something funny. So, you know, this video, I told you earlier, it's not going to be released for a while. So when you're watching this, you know, we recorded this in the pandemic, you know, we're in the state of Maryland, both Sharon and I. So Maryland's just like a lot of states slowly starting to open up right now. We're right now in the middle of May, but here's the thing. I don't know if you are as big into Facebook memories as I am. Facebook reminds you what you were doing a year, two, three, four, 5 years ago. And I really love that feature. Sometimes I'll post something on social media, just no joke, so I can be reminded of it every year. I really do it for those purposes. Sometimes it's really crazy stuff. And literally, just 2 years ago, 2018, May of 2018, I kid you not, is when I first did my first social media video. Nothing fancy, certainly no fancy microphone. I just held up my smartphone and did a selfie video for a minute. Didn't know what to talk about, didn't know how to talk about it, didn't know what I was doing. I totally was nervous. I was so embarrassed. I had no idea what people would think. And I finally said to myself, Eric, since when do you give a shit? And I said, you're right, Eric, so be it. And I did it, and I never cared. And literally now, every day for the last few days, Facebook has reminded me of all my videos, day one, day two, day three. And believe it or not, I used to number them. So I'm looking back and I'm thinking to myself, that was terrible some days. And then I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, that wasn't so bad. Then I even saw one and I'm like, that's a great topic. I'm going to do that again.
Yeah.
So I guess in general, being vulnerable and being authentic, you know, I think the reality is just get started. So yeah. many people are so nervous to build their brand. They don't know where to start. Do like Sharon's done in the last few months. She built her brand so quickly compared to how I did it. But just 2 years ago, all I did was whip out my phone and start taking little selfie videos. And then I got started. Hey, Sharon, can you talk about timing, right? I'm a big believer that timing is everything. So a lot of people get wrapped up in their head about, you know, well, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I don't make the right decision? Can you maybe talk about timing when it comes to building your brand and it comes to taking opportunities when they're staring you in the face, or maybe even passing on opportunities? What's your thought process on timing? Is there such thing as perfect timing?
I think yes, perfect timing for you in whatever moment that is. You're always, I have a friend that says you're right on time, and you're always right on time for what is meant to be in that moment for you. So, I don't know, you know, it's just, I don't know if this is going to answer your question, Eric, but please. When I think back to when I decided I was going to commit the time to LinkedIn, it was because I wanted to have a bigger impact. And I also know, and this is what I would say to people who are sitting on the fence, is that if you are authentic and you put yourself out there, it is a community that wants to build and lift you up, and you will draw in the right people. You will draw in your tribe. And so when I think about the momentum and the things that have happened from this, I have met so many amazing people. People who reach out to me that say, I like your post. And it's created even more opportunities. And those opportunities, to your point, are right on time, because I'm ready to, first of all, I'm ready to receive them. I've also been able to validate what I'm doing by that. But okay, it's bringing the right opportunities to me. It's almost like a magnet. So
sure.
I know that didn't really answer your question.
No, that really was perfect, because it kind of leads us to, you know, you and I talked about it previously, is that, you know, my opinion is really when you're about to make any type of decision, instead of looking at it in a life-threatening or life-changing type manner, just realize that the decision you're making is right for today. It's right for the time today. So yeah. If 6 months, a year, 3, 5 years down the road, perhaps you look back and say, geez, that didn't work out quite as I had envisioned or planned. So what? Who cares? Move on. Remember, you made the decision at the time that was right for the time. So that's what I wanted to kind of get across to folks is, you know, when it comes to branding, there's never going to be a perfect time. It kind of reminds me of, it reminds me of when my wife and I were looking to get married. It reminds us of when we were going to have kids. Everybody says, you know, most people say, well, I don't know. The timing's not right. The timing's not right. You're never going to be ready for anything. You just have to rip the mandate off and do it. Get married, have kids, build your brand on social media, pull out your cell phone and make a video and start doing it with consistency. The time is whenever you finally just make the decision to start.
Yeah, and I think starting is a big part of it, Eric, because it's those micro moments. It's those little things, those little steps, those inches that become habits that build momentum. And so you start small, but it builds and becomes something bigger. And that's something I strive for, is I always want to be part of something bigger than me and have an impact. And so just get started, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time today, Sharon. I think this has been fantastic. I love how you've mentioned the word having impact, a bigger impact, a couple times today. And I think that's a great way to send us out. So with that, guys, if you have a question for Sharon, how do folks reach you? Sharon Tiger, how do they reach you in this day and age?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn. You can always send me a message on LinkedIn. I have a website, SharonTiger.com, and my contact information is there.
Awesome. So reach her on LinkedIn. She's super social, super friendly, super approachable. SharonTiger.com. By the way, what's that hashtag?
Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk. It's not just
hashtag Tiger Talk.
It's hashtag Tiger Talk. hashtag Tiger Talk. And I heard you have a cool friend that likes to change it every time you make a post. So Tiger dances, Tiger sings, Tiger speaks, Tiger listens.
Tiger hunts was my favorite.
What's that?
Tiger hunts was my favorite.
Tiger hunts. That was a good one. I got to admit, that guy must be a genius. Reach out to Sharon if you have a question, if you have a comment or anything at all that I or Sharon can help with. You can even leave it in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, Sharon knows it, right? I don't ever say, have a great day. What do I say, Sharon?
You say, make it a great day. And sometimes we even sing it. Make it a great day.
Make it a great day. You have a much better voice than me. Thanks for coming on, Sharon. It's been a great episode. Appreciate it.
Fun. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rock Stars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rock Stars, keep rocking.